I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You may have noticed some radical changes in the West Virginia hunting season dates this year. Well, there is a reason for that, and I'll talk a little more about it when we come back. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. This year's archery season opened a couple of weeks before normal, and squirrel season a full month before we've been accustomed to. Then last weekend, there were 3 days of antlerless hunting with a gun on private land in counties that offer an antlerless season. Where did all this change come from? Well, the answer is the most recent revision to the Whitetail Deer Operational Plan. That is the guide biologists from the West Virginia DNR use to lay out and follow for effective management of the state's deer population year to year. It's revised every 5 years, but this year's revisions were far more thorough than ever before. Paul Johansson is Assistant Chief for Game Management at DNR.
This go-around, we did a complete top-to-bottom revisit of the plan, and we looked at a number of different parameters. We looked at some additional tools that we have available to us from a GIS perspective, and really made some significant modifications and had some significant additional data that we can incorporate into the plan.
The changes also allowed for improved data collection, and among the collection methods, a massive spotlight survey of deer numbers statewide. This involved many man hours of DNR personnel searching the fields throughout the state with a light and literally counting the glowing eyes. And Johansson says that yielded a wealth of information that'll be put to use once it's broken down.
They were actually rather interesting, and it varied from region of the state to region of the state, but it was a major effort. Many of our biologists came up with population estimates that really surprised them a little bit. We found deer densities that were higher than what we had anticipated based on our former index to the population.
Biologists have been liberalizing the antlerless hunting in West Virginia since the mid-90s in an attempt to lower deer numbers in places where there are just too many. And Johansson says in many parts of the state, the terrain is just not conducive for that number anymore.
The habitat, you know, will only support so many deer. It is a term called carrying capacity. I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with that. And the habitat can only sustain a certain number of deer. And if you get above that point, then deer populations begin to suffer. Disease issues begin to pop up, sociological issues, and the deer actually begin to harm their own habitat. They eat themselves out of house and home.
Habitat loss, a major problem here in West Virginia. The slowdown in the timber cutting in the last two decades has left the state's forests largely in saw timber. Great during a good mast year, but leaves deer severely limited for food sources if that mast fails. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.